It's 12:15. You're listening to Radio KFF.
The opening lines of what's been dubbed the longest-running blues radio broadcast in American history. Sunshine Sonny Payne hosted King Biscuit Time from Helena, Arkansas from 1951 until his death last February. The show highlighted the work of some of the most famous blues musicians in America.
Pass the biscuits, cause it's King Biscuit Time on KFFA Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Jr. Lockwood and the King Biscuit Entertainers.
Journalist Aaron Scott interviewed Sonny Payne a few years before his death at the age of 92. She asked the radio host about his early days working at KFFA, where King Biscuit Time was produced. Payne started his career as a janitor in the 1940s with dreams of making it big.
I told some of my guys hanging around, I'm going on the air, man, beat your heart out. Had that broom and a mop and everything, and I'm mopping the floors and running errands, and I did that for almost a year.
And then Payne caught a break. He put down his mop and picked up a microphone. Payne quickly grew King Biscuit Time's reputation as the go-to place for Delta blues. At the time, it was hard to find African-American artists on the radio. Payne explained how the show became a household name.
These ladies would go to the beauty shop. What is that they're playing? A Sonny Boy. They'd tell a lady, call up there and tell her, my name, say, Jesse Jones. Don't you mention my name, my husband will kill me. Tell her to play me a blues song. Caught on like that. Like that. I tell you how quick it caught on.
King Biscuit Time was named after the local flower company. It helped inspire and build the careers of legends like Robert Nighthawk, Ike Turner, Levon Helm, and B.B. King.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Blues and folklore expert William Ferris described the show's influence this way.
That was the beginning of popular culture, where you could all of a sudden hear a blues singer all over the region and even beyond. People began to listen to this music in ways that were never possible before.
We done played 90 countries around the world, and I tell them to hum, because a lot of them don't speak English.
The way we were taught it in radio, and I said radio, I didn't say television. The less you talk, the more music you play. Leave all that alone. Just give the announcement, the name of the bands, and the name of the song, the big hit, so-and-so. That's all right. I'll go to my grave and swear by that.
Payne died a year ago this weekend. He was 92. Aaron Scott recorded the interviews in 2015. Listening to Here and Now.
I'm setting up on my bed. Find out what you put down. Setting up on my bed.